realized that the reason why everybody heard what they were saying, praise God, because there were certain nights they would take all of the prisoners and put them down in the same cell, praise God. So that's why when they began to sing, and they began to sing praises, and they began to pray to God, praise God, the Bible says that everybody heard what they were saying. Not only did the prisoners hear, but praise God, I do believe, amen, that the jailer, praise God, had to hear what was going on. I'm going to make that plain here in a minute, praise God. You see, and as a result of all of that singing and praising that was going on, they tell me that the foundation of the jailhouse began to rock and roll. Amen. Can I tell you something? I don't care where you are. It could be on your job. But when you start praising God, amen, something is going to happen. Amen. You could be in the midst of your job. I don't care what your job may be, but when you start giving God some praise and you start praying, praise God, you could be on a cement job, Deacon Robinson, praise God. I don't care where you might be, Deacon Sewell, you may be out there driving your bus, but when you start giving God some praise, amen, something is going to happen. Oh, yeah, and we find that as a result of that, praise God, the shackles that were on the hands of all of the prisoners and on their feet, the shackles fell loose. Amen. Not only that, praise God, but they tell me that the doors to the jailhouse were open. And as a result of the doors being open and the prisoners' shackles falling off their feet, man, they tell me that this innkeeper, this jailer, this Philippian jailer, praise God, began to pull out his sword because he was getting ready to cut his throat.
Yeah.
Amen. He knew that the penalty for losing a prisoner in a Roman jail was death. Praise God. No doubt it was going to be death by crucifixion, and he didn't want that. So he was going to take the quick way out. Amen. But Paul called him. Paul said, don't do yourself no harm. Amen, because we are all here. Amen, don't you worry about it. And as a result of all of those things happening, praise God, this jailer asked a question. He said, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as we examine this question this morning, praise God, I want to look at this question from the perspective of what this Philippian jailer, as well as you and I today, are being saved from. Amen. And let me do this by in the form of three questions. Praise God. I feel right now that I'm not going to be able to get through all of this. Amen. The first question is, what must I do to be saved from the penalty of sin? Amen. Don't you know that there is a penalty for sin? Amen. Just in case you don't know, praise God, if you turn your Bibles to Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 23, there is a penalty for sinning. Amen. You don't sin and get by. Praise God. Paul, when he was writing the church at Rome, he penned these words. He says, for the wages of sin, in other words, wages means you're paid. Praise God, for sin is what? It is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there is a penalty for sin. Amen. Don't think that you are doing stuff and you are slipping and sliding and that you're going to get by. Amen. We used to sing that song. I'm dating myself here. That was a song that a slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding, been told a long time ago. Y'all remember that? Amen. See, there will be no slipping and a sliding because there is a penalty for sin. Oh yeah. So this jailer, praise God, he asked the question, what must I do to be saved, praise God? And we look at the response that Paul and Silas told him. Praise God. We see that there were some things that this jailer needed. First of all, this jailer needed to establish a relationship with God. Praise God, that will bring forgiveness of sin to his life and also a newness of life. Praise. So he had to have a relationship. But not only that, he needed a present tense. Amen. I said present tense experience with God. Amen. Somebody said, what you mean by that? Praise God. See, he had to have a present day experience, a present tense experience with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He had already been familiar with all of those gods around Rome, praise God. He knew about Caesar, but he had to have a relationship with the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. What I'm trying to say this morning, church, is that this man had to be born again. Amen. He had to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus at John 3:3, he says, verily I say, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. What he says, he cannot see the kingdom, praise God, of God. I used to wonder about that, praise God, when it said that if a person is not born again, they can't see it. And then he goes on again and said, if not born again, they can't enter. Don't you know, praise God, that if you are not born again, if you don't have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, coming on the inside of you, you can't even see yourself in heaven. Yeah. Amen. You can't even, if you are sick, you can't even see yourself well. Amen. Amen. So he said that except a man be born again, praise God, he can't even see the kingdom of God. And then Jesus picked it up again in John 3:7. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee. He said that you must be born again. So this jailer had to be born again. Praise God. And Paul and Silas, you see, in verse 31. Tells him, praise God, that he must believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, those of you who play on words, I know that the King James Version said, believe on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm very astute when it comes to the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The King James Version says, believe on.
Yes.
But every other translation says, believe in. It's just semantics. It's just a play on words. Amen.
Yes,
amen. You see, to believe in is much more than to believe about. We have a lot of folks who believe about Jesus, but they don't believe in him. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of folk who believe about Jesus, but they don't believe in him.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, you can always tell a person who believe about him. Hey, God, they'll tell you, well, I heard that he can do this.
Yeah.
But you know that's something different about somebody who believe in him?
Yeah.
Somebody who believe in him say, praise God, I woke up this morning. Praise God, I had a pain in my side. And I called on his name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that pain is now gone. You see, that there's a difference between believing about him and believing in him. Amen. You see, somebody who believes in him, they're going to trust in him. Hallelujah. They're going to have all of their confidence in him. Amen. Somebody say, what you mean by that? Hallelujah. Sister Sadie, you don't mind me using your praise God as an example. Praise God. I know good and well that when Sister Maymay was on her bed of affliction, praise God, and when Sister Maymay finally went on to be with the Lord, I know that hurt Sister Sadie.
Yeah.
Praise God. And that whole family, praise God, because I'm right there.
Yeah.
And you want to know something, but you know one thing I've learned, I know that Sister Sadie knew, praise God, that she loved Sister Maymay, but that God loved her more, praise God, and she had enough confidence in him. Praise God, that when she finally lays down her life, she's gonna see Sister Maymay again.
Yes, sir.
That's talking about having confidence in Jesus. Amen. I'm not talking about somebody who talks about him. Praise God. There's a whole bunch of folk that talk about him. Amen. The Bible even tells us that the devil believes in him, but praise God, he trembles. Amen. But let me tell you something. The reason why I know he believes in him, because he tried to get him to get off of his course. Amen. I won't go there, praise God, because this message is not for that today. Amen. Praise God. So he asked the question, what must I be saved? What must I be saved from the penalty of sin? But my second point, praise God, is that what must I do to be saved from the power of sin? How many of y'all know, praise God, that the prince of this world is the devil? How many of y'all really didn't know that? Be honest with yourself. Don't you know who's controlling this world? See, a lot of people like to say, well, I know God is in control. Yes, he is. But you know the prince and the power of this world is a fellow by the name of Satan. Amen. And let me tell you something. Don't you think that Satan is not a powerful boy? But you want to know something? I know somebody, hallelujah, who is much more powerful. Amen. So the question that he is asking, what must I do, praise God, to be saved from the power of sin? Yeah, you see, the Bible never tells us what conversation Paul and Silas had with that jailer.
That's right.
Only thing it tells us that they told him to believe on Jesus.
That's right.
But praise God, I believe that the conversation went a little bit deeper than that. Oh yeah, you see, I can only imagine the sort of things that Paul and Silas communicated with this man and his entire family. Praise God, and we can get a glimpse, praise God, at what he may have said when Paul addressed the church at Philippi, and he told the church, praise God, that what must they do, praise God, to be saved from the power or the habits of sin in their daily life. Somebody say, well, I don't know what that is, praise God. If you look at Paul's writing to the Philippian church and turn to Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13, it gives you a glimpse, praise God, because this is what he wrote. He says, for us, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, amen, not, praise God, as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He goes on to say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He said, because for it is God who worketh in you both to will. I went over this a little bit last week. Praise God. It is him that give us the desire. Praise God, the will. And he said, and he gives us the power, because it talks about and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. So when you're talking about saved from the power of sin, praise God, we have to be obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. And praise God, and the spirit that God has put on the inside of all of us. Praise God, that spirit will lead us and to guide us into all truth. Amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.
It'll be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
No need to
worry. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Jesus.
Welcome to the